My address is Baldwin Dairy in Lewiston, Utah.
Don Baldwin decided as a young man he wanted to be a dairy farmer, but the square mile, 600-head dairy began as a much smaller operation.
I grew up in Salt Lake City on the East Bench. I come from a non-farm background, and we bought two heifers that had already calved and 13 springers on Thanksgiving weekend in 1981. We originally started with just an old dilapidated dairy. It took us almost a week to get enough milk in the bottom of a very small tank that they could even measure it or the truck could pick it up.
Don's job on the farm is more than just owner and dairyman. He grows most of the food used to feed his cattle. In a given week, he is husband, father, chemist, veterinarian, and mechanic.
What makes them work is the V-belt wedges in there.
Don's existence is intrinsically tied to the land and the milk his cows produce. But he says issues arise because the majority of the public has lost their connection to the farm, and it affects all aspects of his life. Whether cities are encroaching on the farm and getting upset by the smell, how food is produced, or legislative issues, he believes the American populace is separated from their food by too many generations.
Right now, we are hauling manure onto our fields. It's a byproduct of the dairy, and it represents a valuable source of nutrients for our cropping and crop rotations. People used to understand that that was part of the game. Now there's a hue and a cry that goes up if we start hauling manure that we are contaminating the roads we have. We're destroying the aesthetic value of the community because it smells.
Utah is a right-to-farm state, which means if a farm is already in production when residential or businesses grow up around it, the farmer has a right to stay. But Don says that is being challenged on a personal basis.
As cities build up around land that has been traditionally farmed for several generations, the land values are pushed up exponentially high. If someone decides they still want to farm there, we face neighbors who have moved in there since we were there and who want to change things.
The nitty-gritty of how farming happens is not the only way farmers are impacted by the public's loss of connection. The legislation for businesses and farms enacted in Capitol buildings across the country impacts day-to-day activity on a farm. New tax law states if a farmer makes a repair to a piece of equipment that will prolong the life of the equipment, farmers cannot deduct the cost of the repair if it is more than $500.
It's insane. We can hardly buy any parts for under $500. You know, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to spend $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a part. When I put a front axle under a tractor, it was $6,000.
In 2001, President Bush signed the Economic Growth and Taxpayer Relief Reconciliation Act, which reduced federal estate taxes, nicknamed the death tax, and increased the amount of untaxable property that can be transferred to the next generation. According to the 2012 Census of Agriculture, the average age of the American farmer is 58.3 years old, with 62% of farmers older than 55. As Don plans for the future of his farm, he says his daughter and son-in-law have bought into the dairy, but the rest of his children have yet to decide what they want to do.
I'm not sure if that's what I want to do with my life.
Don's son Morgan is 22 and graduates from Utah State University with a degree in economics in May.
My father has it set up that he kind of wants us to have a firm decision by the time you're 25. He says, you know, you should have a pretty good idea what you're doing in life by then. And so right now I'm just kind of exploring other options and deciding.
Don says he wants his children to pursue their dreams like he did.
Dairy farming has been a good life for me. I've made a good living with it. I've raised a good family. It's been a good experience for me. It's not for everybody. But I did produce a viable product that was a benefit to society. I fed a lot of people in my life.
Don says many problems in agriculture could be averted or fixed if the public found a way to reconnect to and learn about agriculture.
If they just understood how it impacts their lives. You know, I mean, they go to the grocery store and they buy food. Some people are becoming naive enough to believe that food comes from the store, and it doesn't. It first is produced on the farms.
This is April Ashland for Utah Public Radio.